Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting second. The shortstop, Joe Hoover. Batting third. The left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Joe Wood. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jimmy Outlaw. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting eighth. The catcher, Al Unser. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dizzy Trout. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dizzy Trout. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Rusty Peters. Batting second. The left fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting third. The right fielder, Roy Cullenbine. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting fifth. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mickey Rocco. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Allie Reynolds. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Allie Reynolds. And now, play ball. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover hits a pop-up towards first. Rocco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett takes first base on ball four. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine takes first base on ball four. Hockett moves to second. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York strikes out. One out. Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw takes first base on ball four. Wood moves to second. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth strikes out. Two outs. Al Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco hits a pop-up towards third. Wood settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux takes first base on ball four. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth misplays the ball. That's an error on Bloodworth. Boudreaux moves to second. Ali Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds strikes out. Two outs. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 1 in the game. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Rosar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoover takes first base on ball 4. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 1 in the game. Wakefield hits a fly ball into left field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Hockett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Hockett reaches second base with a double. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Cullenbine hits a pop-up towards third. Wood settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 1 in the game. Edwards hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Unser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. York strikes out. One out. Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Outlaw strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0 for 1 in the game. Rocco strikes out. One out. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Boudreaux takes first base on ball 4. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. Mack takes first base on ball 4. Boudreaux moves to second. Ali Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds bunts towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. Boudreaux moves to third. Mack moves to second. Two outs. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 2 in the game. Peters hits a fly ball into right field. Outlaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Bloodworth hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Rosar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0 for 1 in the game. Unser strikes out. Two outs. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 0 for 1 in the game. Trout strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hockett takes first base on ball 4. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cullenbine strikes out. One out. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 2 in the game. Edwards hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0 for 2 in the game. Rosar hits a line drive towards short. Hoover reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 2 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hoover hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 2 in the game. Wakefield hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Rosar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 2 in the game. York strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0 for 2 in the game. Rocco strikes out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Allie Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mack moves to second. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 3 in the game. Peters hits a fly ball into right field. Outlaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wood hits a pop-up towards first. Rocco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Outlaw hits a pop-up towards third. Peters settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-for-2 in the game. Bloodworth strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Hockett hits a fly ball into right field. Outlaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cullenbine takes first base on ball 4. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-3 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Trout. Cullenbine moves to third. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cullenbine scores. Edwards moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Indians. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0-for-3 in the game. Rosar takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0-for-3 in the game. Rocco hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. Edwards moves to third. Rosar moves to second. 2 outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-0 in the game. With 3 walks. Boudreau hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0-for-2 in the game. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Rip Radcliffe pinch hits for Dizzy Trout. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe strikes out. 2 outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kramer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Gorsica now pitching. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover misplays the ball. That's an error on Hoover. Allie Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Reynolds bunts towards the mound. Gorsica fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-4 in the game. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ned Harris pinch hits for Joe Hoover. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a pop-up towards third. Peters settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-3 in the game. Wakefield hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-3 in the game. York is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wakefield moves to second. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Outlaw hits a line drive into left field. Hockett picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hockett. Wakefield scores. Wood goes all the way around to score. Outlaw moves to second. It's 2-1, Tigers. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0 for 3 in the game. Bloodworth takes first base on ball 4. Al Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0 for 3 in the game. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rocco scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Unser for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Don Ross now playing shortstop. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops it up and throws to first, with Gorsica covering, for the out. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Cullenbine takes first base on ball 4. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Edwards takes first base on ball 4. Cullenbine moves to second. Virgil Trucks now pitching. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ross scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cullenbine moves to third. Edwards moves to second. Two outs. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0 for 4 in the game. Rocco strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 2, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.